Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our inaugural Ancient Awakenings call on Blog Talk Radio. Well, actually, it's our re-inaugural Blog Talk show because, as you'll remember, for years, the show was hosted by our beloved Anda Hart, who's been trying her very best to retire. But every time we need her, she graciously keeps coming back, and this time it was to help us with our independent launch. So while we'll never think of Blog Talk without thinking of her, she gets to ride in the limo for a change while we wear the driver's cap. I believe Anne is on the phone right now with us, and she is welcome to pipe in whenever she wants. But Anne, just know that so to keep yourself muted. My name is Zoe. My co-host is Lavinia, easily recognized by her delightful laugh, and who's also known as Palestina. The dateline for today is Sunday, the 1st of October, 2017. And we've been learning numerology, astrology, light and sound healing, and all the other natural or ancient sciences will be taking an ever-increasing role in our life from here on in. And Rita, who's been a teacher of numerology for the past 4 years, is way ahead on this game, apparently coming by it naturally. She recently explained to me that Pallas Athena developed numerology and taught it to the Greeks. Who knew? Well, I guess she did. But Rita is also an astrologist, musician, artist, spiritual counselor, and a host of other things, as well as Anne's close friend. And since Anne gave us a personal introduction some time ago, I can now call her my friend as well. So Rita, did I say something auspicious?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, we can.
Okay. This love light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This love light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Brady, I am so proud to be here today. And I don't know if I'm coming out clear or not.
You are.
Okay.
Relatively.
So greetings, everyone. I'm glad to be here today, and I'm very honored. And I know you're letting your little love light shine, too, because the higher beings are saying that we're beaming here on this earth. And so I would like to go into our magical number today. And that number, I will say later, but first I would like to give a definition of what numerology is, a little one, for those who do not know. Numerology is the belief in the divine, mystical relationship, and a relationship between a number and one or more inciting events. It is also the study of the numerical value of the letters in words. So our alphabet really has a number, each one. And those numbers are associated with the lives that we have, even why we're here. And it is of the occult. Numerology is part, and occult means hidden. And let's take the numbers, for instance, you all, and just think for a moment. We have quantity, which is 2 and 2 are 4, 4 and 4 are 8, and 6 is 12, and so on and so on. So, but we have the quality of numbers too, and that is what we're talking about, is the numbers, the abstract side that we don't see of the numbers, and that's what numerology is. Now, I would like to say that when the Bible has told us to know ourselves, know thyself. And I know Mother, Father, God would not leave us here without some tools to help ourselves know who we are. And so we have all of these tools. Astrology also is in combination and goes along with numerology, and even the tarot cards go along with the occult. And so I would like to say that with numerology, it goes from 1 to 9 with the alphabet and then goes back up to 1 again, which would be, let's say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Well, J would be 1 again. And all the ones in the numerology in the alphabet would be A, J, and S. And a 1 is what we're going to talk about today. Now, just think. Today, what date is today? Today is the 1st of October. Well, was that planned? I don't think so. I think we were told to have this show on the 1st of October because it is a 1. Now, let's take October. We have 1, and then we have 10. We drop the 0 in numerology when we have compound numbers. which are the two add together, like two and three is five, and so on and so on and so on. Then we have the 19th of the month. That makes a one. Nine and one makes ten. Then we have the 28th of the month. That's eight, nine, ten. That's another one. Well, then we have October. That's the 10th month. We drop the zero. That's the one. And then, by my surprise, we have 2017. And that makes the 1, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, we dropped the 0. Now, look at the 1s in October. Now, does that mean something to you? Maybe it might bring up some thoughts. What is going on? Well, 1 represents new beginnings. So here we have the show started today. That's a new beginning. Then we have all those 1s in here. What do you think is going to happen this month? Well, I did take all the 1s that was in here, and I added up, and this is me now. This doesn't mean it goes with numerology, but I counted 6 1s. And 6 in numerology is ruled by Venus, and it means love. Oh, so that gives me an idea. Possibly. Well, we already have a lot of love going on, of course. But this is something to really think about. Something big is going to happen this month. What do you think? And you know what? I just want everybody's love light to keep shining like they are. And I want to say, until next month, I shall see you. Bye for now.
Bye. That was lovely. Thank you so much, Rita.
Bye.
And don't say bye as in go away. Just hang on there. And so, to let everybody know how this usually works, James will start off by leading us into a guided meditation. And then once he gets us situated, typically Sananda steps in to take over the meditation, as he's now taking a more consistent part in guiding our group. After meditation, we move right into channeled messages. Rita, are you still there? Would you mind introducing who we expect to hear from?
Okay. We are to hear from Sananda, who we know as Jesus also, and that is his higher name. And also Archangel Michael will be coming through today.
And both are coming through James McConnell, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. Well, and then, of course, we'll be joined by none other than the inimitable One Who Serves. Yay! They'll be here to give us guidance, they'll answer our questions, and they'll try to crack us up. Well, actually, I could hear one of them now. No try. What just started? Can anybody else hear that? I'm hearing the song replay, but it's not on there.
We don't hear it, though.
You don't? Okay, good.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, just so you guys know, One Who Serves is actually a collected of ascended beings who choose not to be individually identified, hence the One Who Serves. But after you get to know them, it's pretty easy to tell them apart. So again, welcome everyone to Ancient Awakenings, Prepare for Change, first Sunday of the month Blog Talk relaunch. And here's James, our illustrious founder. It's all yours.
Okay. Now let's get into a nice quiet state, nice and relaxed. Find yourself in a sitting or a laying down position, something that allows you to let go and get into a nice even breathing, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. And as you breathe in, hold that for just a few seconds and then let it all out. And again, hold it for a few seconds before you take the next breath. So you're centering yourself now, and you're allowing yourself to relax into your breathing. As you're breathe in a golden white light, and see that light moving into your bloodstream and energizing the elements of your blood, and your blood carrying those energized particles throughout your body so that your body is filling with light. Light is always the protection that we need whenever we leave our bodies. Also know that you are the light. Put all of your attention now at your heart center, your fourth chakra. And as you're aware of your fourth chakra, be aware of all of the seven chakras, the three above the fourth and the three below, and with their respective colors, as well as the respective spinning that the chakras do. And see your chakras, all seven chakras now aligned, and with the colors becoming very brilliant. Whatever colors they started out as, brighten them up, make them more brilliant. Increase the intensity of the colors, as well as the spinning of the chakras. If you see especially the lower ones spinning rather slowly, speed them up with your mind. Simply visualize them speeding up. Now be aware of an energy coming from high up above, all the way up from the galactic central sun. So just visualize what the galactic central sun would be like, and an electric blue light emanating from that sun, coming down into our solar system through our sun, and into all of the various beings, the celestial beings that are here in above our planet, out in the solar system and the galaxy, and see the energy coming through all of them and then down to the earth and down through the top of your head. This electric blue light coming down through the top of your head now, shooting down through your body, through all seven chakras, all the way down into the earth, to the core of the earth, and then back up again from the core of the earth, back up through your physical body, your etheric body, your astral body, all the way back up to the galactic central sun. So your body now, all your bodies now have two pillars of light moving through them, one from above and one from below. You are the anchoring of that light. Now find yourselves moving up into that pillar of light, moving up higher and higher up into the sky until you've find yourself high above the earth, looking back down at the earth, seeing the beauty in the earth, the pristine earth, Gaia herself, and also you're just above the Christ consciousness grid. It is a grid of energy, a grid of Christ energy that surrounds the earth. Most are unaware of this grid, but yet it is here. And as what has been used to filter the energies in the past down to the earth, because to have these energies come fully into the earth would have been too much. But now, as we are moving through this ascension process and acclimating to these energies, we are now able to handle more and more and more of these energies that are coming from the galaxy, from the center of the galaxy, and many other places as well. But now, send energy out across the grid, across this Christ consciousness grid, so that the energy moves around the planet at this grid level and then begins to drop as droplets of energy rain of light, can be violet light or gold light, pink light, whatever you would want it to be. Visualize whatever is coming to you as this energy falls to the earth. And just as rain in a thunderstorm falls and falls and falls and begins to create more and more water, even a flood, see it now becoming a tsunami of energy, a tsunami of light and love moving across the planet. See now all beings of light, all beings on the planet, all life force on the planet becoming imbued with this light from the galactic central sun, this light that is now moving into all beings, whether human, animal, plant, and mineral. All are feeling this light, this love move into them, this consciousness shift that is happening because of these energies that are coming into the planet. And you, as the light workers, the light warriors, you are the anchor of these energies. You are the ones that have anchored these energies for a long time, and now are also the ones that begin to spread these energies more and more. So first you anchor them, then you begin to spread them. First you as the light worker, then you become the warrior, spreading the energy, spreading the love, spreading the knowledge. So all now across the planet are feeling this energy, this shift of consciousness. And know that on that day, that grand day that has been spoken of many times, when the energy from the galactic central sun is at last released and comes into the earth, and you as the light workers and light warriors, you will take this energy into your being. And because of the acclimating of these energies over a period of time, you will feel and know this energy as a shift of consciousness that has come over all of mankind and all of life here on the planet. And you will know it as this, whereas others across the planet will be unsure of what this is. They will need assistance and guidance to understand what has happened. Because this energy will be powerful. And for some, it will raise you to the highest in your being. And for others, they will find themselves falling to their knees, to the floor, because the energies will be so powerful. but yet all will make it through as they are meant to. So for a moment, see these energies spreading across the planet to all life force, through all the people, through the plants and the animals, and even into the rocks and stones themselves. Know that in that moment, life will shift. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves, back to the pillar of light that you came up in. Back down toward the earth, towards your physical body. But as you enter your physical body, bring that sense of oneness that you felt, even if momentarily, bring that back into your body. And know as you come back into your body that you are the one. Now allow yourselves to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. I will share with you only briefly, and then I will turn this over to our dear brother, Michael. Understand as these energies keep accumulating, keep coming into the planet, keep bombarding the planet, that you as the light workers, and now those of you that have become the warriors, those of you that have decided to take action, those of you that know deep within you that this is what you came here for, and that now is the time to begin to take the actions that you know to take. Because the times for sitting back, the times for relaxing through all of this, are nearly over. Those of you that came in with your missions, you know of what I speak now. Many of you, though, you know you have missions, you know you are here for these purposes, but yet you still are unsure as to what is ahead for you, what you are to do. But whenever you ask, what am I to do? What can I do? What can I do to make a difference? Whenever you ask that question, the answer comes. Maybe not directly to your ears, but it will come in some form. But when you truly are ready to begin to move about as a warrior of light, those avenues for you to follow will present themselves. And I, as Sananda, now ask each and every one of you that listen in on this broadcast, that read these words, I ask each and every one of you to look deeply within yourself. And now, if you are ready, ask that question. What can I do? For you are all necessary to bring this entire process, this ascension process about. We cannot do it, and we cannot do it for you, but we can do it with you. We can assist, we can guide, and we are doing that. But you are the ones now that need to take up the mantle once again and become who you were meant to be, and to realize and understand that you always were that. You always have been the one. I am Sananda. All of my peace and love be with each of you as I turn this now over to Michael. I am Archangel Michael. It is always wonderful to be here and share with you. And I add to what our dear Sananda has said, that it is time now. It is time to move on. It is time to take these energies that you have, that have been working within you, and begin to work with those energies. Begin to assist those others around you wherever you can, to guide them, to bring them into an awakening state if they show any inclination to do so. Because these energies that are coming into the planet now are becoming stronger and stronger. And you will feel these energies in many different ways. Many times these energies will come in and they will literally floor you. And other times these energies will come in and you will feel at a blissful state as you have never felt before. But you are all feeling now in one way or another that something is afoot. Something is changing. Something in the air. Something in the silence. Mm-hmm. Something in the colors that you are seeing. Something in the energies that you are seeing and feeling and knowing. But you know that there is something there that was not there before. But it is also something that you have known before. You have known from other systems, other planets, other realities that you have been in. So it is familiar to you. And because it is familiar to you, you are able to take these energies and run with them, to not let them bring you down. Yes, at times you will feel symptoms of various kinds, heart palpitations, stomach cramps and aches, head aches at times, sleepiness, awakenedness. All of these things, though, that you have been feeling for a time are going to become stronger at various points, and at other points become lessened, because these energies are affecting all of you in many different ways, but each is an individual. Each is part of the collective, yes, but you are all individuals as well, and each of you will feel and know these energies as they are meant for you in the moment that you are feeling them. As you know, there are many things that are happening at many different levels. Some you can see and hear, some you cannot yet. Because the veil that has been spoken of many times is still there for many of you, even though it is not really there. But if you would understand and know, when you have heard many times now, to let go, to surrender all that you are to the source within you, the source of your being, surrender that now. Surrender to the love Surrender to the oneness. And allow the collective consciousness that you are all a part of to become as one with all of life, all of existence. One with the source and source of the one. I am Michael. I leave you now with my blue sword of truth held in your grasp and the shield that I carry held in your other hand. And together with the sword and the shield, nothing can penetrate, and you can assist many others to understand and know the truth of their being. As a disclosure, in many respects, is very near now. All of my peace and love be with you.
Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here to assist you and guide you and do all the things that we do. Because we do them. Because we love to do them. We love to assist and guide and do everything that we can to be of service to you. And you, in turn, are being of service to us in many respects. You are the ones that are carrying the light. You are the ones that are anchoring the light. And yes, now you are the ones that are spreading the light. So continue to do so. Continue to do everything that you can to be all that you came here to be. Because you all came here to be something. And you all are. Something. Do you have questions here for one who serves? We cannot hear your comment there.
Not here. Hello?
Now we're here.
That is better now.
Okay. All right, very good. I would just like to give an explanation to those on the phone of how we are how they're able to get into the queue and ask questions. So in order to do that, press 1 on your phone, and that'll raise your hand. And when you're called upon, tell us your name, where you're located, then ask your question briefly and succinctly. Right after you get your answer, please press 1 again to remove yourself from the queue. And note to everyone, if there is background noise on your end, please mute yourself while listening to one who serves response. Otherwise, if it's really distracting or drowning out one who serves, we'll have to mute you from this end. But so just be aware of what's going on around you and know that we hear everything. And I mean everything. But if we do mute you, just hang on, and after one who serves is done, we'll get you back open so you can be heard. And one last thing, it's an important note. Please only pose questions of a more general nature that would be of interest to all, because one who serves will usually not answer personal questions unless they feel the answers would benefit a majority of the group. But they'll make the choice. So, do you want to start with questions from the house, or do you want to start on with questions online?
Whatever is best here. Are there questions here in this room here first? Anything here? Nothing here? Then we move on here. Are there questions on the phone here?
Well, not many. Hold on. We'll open 441. 441. Are you available?
Hello, this is Rhea from the UK. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, we can.
Hello. Yeah, this is a general question, a generic question as well as personal, but also you can be used generically. When I say where I wish to go in the astral, for example, if I say, "Oh, I'm going to come up and see my family on the ships tonight," and I say, "Oh, I'm going to go up and see Ashtar, I'm going to go up and see Athena," do I think to myself, "Am I actually going? Am I really going?" And this is general for a lot of people who actually say they're going to go and do this. Are they actually going to do it? Because I do hope we are actually going in the astral to visit our family on the ships when we make that intent or set that intent.
So your question is, are you actually going where you want to go?
Yes. And it would be for other people who ask that or set that intent. So it is a generic question as well.
And the answer is very much so. If you intend to have a situation or a visit, you might say, onto ships or down into inner earth or in the cities of light or across the universe, whatever it might be, if you intend to do that and you believe that you are doing that, then you are. But that is the question there. Do you believe it? If you are visualizing something, you are using your visualization skills, they are more real than you even begin to believe with all of your programming in the past. Because you have been taught, you being the collective you, have been taught through all of your programming that your imagination isn't real, that it is not something that is part of your reality. But in fact, it is more a part of your reality than your so-called reality is. You see? So as you are going through an astral projection or etheric or whatever it might be, if you are intending to be on the New Jerusalem or on another ship, possibly even of your own ship, and you project yourself there and believe that you are doing it, you are doing it. You see? Believing is seeing. Always remember that. You have been reprogrammed here in this group, that believing is seeing, not the old way, seeing is believing. Okay?
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Yes, because I truly know it in my heart. I go to bed, and I've said just before I've gone to bed where I'm going and who I'm going to see, and then I go to bed. Obviously, I don't remember anything. I guess we're not really, sometimes we do little missions on in the astral, so maybe that's why we're not allowed to remember. But I set the intent, and I know in my heart, and I just thought, I definitely am going. Even though I don't remember it, I definitely am going. So thank you for clearing that up. Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Rhea, press number one, please, to remove yourself from the queue. And our next question is from 609 Europe.
Hi, this is Laura Lai. So I wanted to ask you, because I have taken the words given to us that when we, as we raise our frequency, we're not noticed so much by people of a lower frequency. I thought it was that, like we're not noticed, but in actuality I had the experience in a crowd of a whole lot of people of almost feeling like I was invisible, which is odd to me because normally people do notice me, you know, because I'm pretty happy and smiley. But I was really high that day, and it felt like I literally wasn't seen. And I wonder if when we get to the fifth dimension or as we bop in and out of it, do we actually go invisible to people? Like
you
literally
will,
invisible.
When you
when you go through this ascension process, when you have ascended into the fifth dimension or higher, you will, in this case, as you are saying, be invisible to those who have a lower dimension. Now, there will be times where you will be going back and forth. So sometimes you will find yourself in the higher vibrations, and yes, you would be invisible to those, or to the point where they would not know that you were there. Now, this can even be, take for instance, you walk into a room where there are many who are at what you would say a lower vibration at that point. And you walk into the room with your higher vibration. The others there will very much not even be aware of you unless you want them to be, you see? So when you move into the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions, you can be visible to those of a lower dimension if you will want to be. But if you do not want to be, then you won't. You see, it is just as if we, as the so-called ascended masters here, we could come and be here with you if we wanted to be. If we wanted to lower ourselves down to your vibration, we're not going to do that, but if we wanted to, we could, you see. But if you, as the ones here in the group and at your next advance, if you are able to raise your vibrations into higher frequencies and wish for a what you would call a manifestation, then we can provide that. You see?
Yes,
that,
thank
by
you.
That, by the
thank
way,
you.
Was a hint for all of you.
Wow, that's interesting. So if we're not cognizant of it and we're walking around in a really high vibration, we literally go invisible.
That is correct.
Wow.
Read the book or watch the movie, The Celestine Prophecy. It is in there.
Oh, yeah. I've read that. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Would you please?
Any further questions here?
Anyone would like to get in the queue? We have some room here. And
Zoe, you keep breaking up here.
Sorry. We have more questions online here. So anyone in the house would like to ask something, please move to that.
Well, I have a question. So, this is Joanna in little Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm in the room, and my question is about the attraction process. What Lorelei was saying about people just, you know, disappearing based on their vibration to others, isn't that simply the attraction process? And to clarify, when you walk into a room, the people that ignore you are ignoring you because they can't they're not congruous with your vibration, so there's no attraction there. So isn't that kind of what it is? It's the attraction process happening?
That is correct. Very much so. That is always the case. Like attracts like. And you, as the ones who are working through this process, this light worker, light warrior process and all of this, you are the ones that are finding yourselves more and more attracted to those who are also doing so. Those who are working on coming into higher vibrations, you want to be around others that are in higher vibrations.
You do not want to be around ones that are moping or in depressed state or even ill or anything of this nature, you see? Because you are seeking to find yourselves more and more out of this three-dimensional illusion that you have been programmed into for a very long time. So you are finding yourselves more and more attracted to the higher frequencies and what comes within those higher frequencies. Perfect health, perfect understanding, knowing, everything as it needs to be within your higher vibration at the time. You see? Anything further on this or any other question before we then release channel?
Anyone on the phone, if you would like to get in the queue, please press 1.
And we are done for the time? Then we are done for the time, and we are going to release channel. Know that as you continue through this process, everything is exactly as it needs to be, and you are right where you need to be. So do not be concerned about those things that you find happening outside of yourself, no matter what they may be, because as we have said, things may get a little rocky here, and they may get more and more so for a little bit of time, because those of the forces of darkness are still at it. They are doing what they can to hold off this ascension. They do not want it. They do not want you to have it. So the closer and closer you come to coming together as a collective, becoming united, they are losing more and more of their power and their control. So work at all that you can within yourself and then with all of those around you to come into a united state. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for joining us today. If you plan on attending next Sunday's group meeting, either in person or by phone, know that you should RSVP at www.meetup.com/ancient-awakenings. Our website is www.ancientawakenings.org, and there you can find some interesting blog posts on the various topics we've discussed, recordings of the weekly channelings and a whole bunch of other tabs to explore. Our Facebook page is Ancient Awakenings on FB, as in Facebook. And our next Blog Talk show will fall on the 5th of November. So that'll be the first Sunday in November. James, are you back?
Yep, I'm back. Perfect. Zoe, thank you so much. For everything you did, you did a great job. And Rita, wonderful what you added. Thank all of you. And, of course, Moses, that's there in the background. He's always in the background doing everything that we need him to do, and he's been indispensable. Mahendran here with the communication end of things and lending us his home each week is wonderful. We got Eric on the – I don't know if he's on the phone or not, but Eric does a whole lot of things to bring about the YouTube videos. And I think I'm missing a couple people that do some translations. Vincent, I think, does translations. And then, of course, Charles and all that he adds to – that he inputs into everything for us. So appreciate everybody's help, and
Anybody have any comments about the meditation or anything they want to share? I don't know if they can do that. Can they? They can't do that now, can they, Zoe? Unless they get on the queue, right?
Yeah, they'd have to press one.
Okay, okay.
I'm not seeing anything. Oh, wait. Somebody, Rhea? Hold on. I think that's Rhea.
Hello.
Hi, Anise. Hi.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I just want to say thank you. Wonderful. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed this first radio show. I know it's quiet today, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, but I just want to say one thing. I'll be gutted if I don't. The one who says manifest and it will happen at the when you guys are going to be doing the advance, and I'm gutted. I'm gutted because I can't come. I might be able to hear on the phone, but I'm gutted I will not be there in person to see a manifestation possibly. So, yeah, a little bit gutted there, guys.
I just heard on that, Rhea, for anybody that's joining us at the advance that's on the phone with us, on the calls with us, will be participating at a level that is beyond just being on the phone, if that makes any sense.
It does, yeah.
So, if you believe, then you'll see. So if they were to actually do some kind of a manifestation in the room with us, if you are on there with us at that time, they would also provide some sort of a manifestation for you as well, wherever you are.
Oh,
I know that's
cool,
but that's what I'm receiving right now. So, you know.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful, yes, because I'd love to come. I would really, honestly love to come, but I just can't. I just can't get over there. I just, children and money and everything, but I will be on the phone, and I would, yeah, I'll be blessed if that could happen, if we could. All my heart, I'll be blessed to see a manifestation. So thank you, James.
Sure, wonderful. Anybody else want to?
I got to take myself off again now. I think press one, isn't it? Press one.
Yes, thanks.
You got it. Anything else? Yeah, I know. It didn't go too as long as what it did some of the times before, but that's something that we'll work into as we go along.
Okay, wait, hang on, there's one more here. There's somebody else.
Okay.
Let's see. 907, you're open.
Yeah, hi, this is Heather from Alaska. Hello,
hi,
can
Heather.
You hear me? Hi.
Yeah. Oh, Heather, okay. Hi, Heather.
Yeah, hi. Hi, I just wanted to say that I had been formulating a question about law of attraction, and then Joanna came right in with the question. So that was really cool. Thank you.
Confirmed.
Thank you, Heather.
Talk about synchronicity,
mind.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Synchronicity.
Yeah, and in this group, I just want to say that, as I'm going through my process here, this group is really giving me continuity, and I just want to express my appreciation. So, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's what we're here for, is to bring everybody together and give everybody a space to share what they're feeling, different things that they're going through, because many of us are going through the same things. Maybe at different times, but we're all dealing with some of the same stuff. We're all in the same boat together.
Knowing that we're not, out in the world feeling sometimes like, you're on your own or what have you, just knowing that you're not. I mean, I just know it and feel it. And this group helps bring that clarity. So it's lovely.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something, Rita. I don't know if you're still on there, but that was wonderful what you did on the numerology and the whole idea of one, and how interesting it is that this first one fell on October 1st. 2017, which if you put it all together is nothing but ones. So, yeah, Joanna's looking like...
I get it.
Yeah, okay. I know, I understand.
Yes, I'm still on. And another thing, too, nothing's an accident. I think it was planned for the 1st of October.
That's what,
you,
that's what I'm saying.
Higher beings
exactly
or
what
whatever, but it sure did work out, didn't it?
New beginnings, yep, new beginnings. Mm-hmm. And I had, I didn't mention this before, but I had a dream the other night, and I don't usually share too many dreams, but this particular one had to do with numerology, so since we're talking about that, I'll just bring it up quickly. It had to do with, there's a little bit of background, which I have to give just a tiny bit of that. I watched the movie again, the second Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and in it there was a dice game that they were playing. And when I watched the movie and watched this dice game, I had no idea what they were doing in the game. But in the dream, I knew exactly what the game was and how they were playing it. But anyway, I came up with 12 threes. And if you take that into, well, with 12 threes, that's 36, and 3 and 6 is 9. So right before this show, which is New Beginnings, I had a dream which said an ending. 9 is ending, and 9 is the end of something. And I think it all correlates, and I just realized that now in this moment as I'm telling you how it came together like that. So 9 before, end of things, and new beginnings starting. And people have been saying that this October is new beginnings of a lot of things that are going to be going on. They didn't necessarily mention it in the messages today, specifically as to what might be happening. But many of us have gotten the sense that there are so many things that are in the works that could develop, you know, any one of these days or nights. So I guess it's just continue to get ready and keep those seatbelts fastened.
Can I offer something?
Because things could get rocky. Yeah, Joanna wants to say something.
Okay,
here.
So I want to offer something on...
Caller. Excuse me, Joanna. We also have another caller. So.
Oh, well, okay, go for it. Absolutely.
Okay, bring the caller first.
Okay, speaking of threes, 337, you're up.
Cool. Hey, James, can you give me an update on the participant number of the advance, or Joanna, at this point?
Wants to know how many participants we have in the advance so far.
25.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
That makes a 7.
Okay, Peter, we're expecting you, too.
Well, I'm sorry to get there.
I know your voice. You can't hide from me.
Okay, all right.
Was Peter coming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, he sent me an email. I sent him an email back, and I know him. I know his voice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean from way long ago kind of thing? Or do you mean just voice now?
Yeah.
All the time she's called.
Oh,
him,
yes, okay. Oh, got it. Okay. All right. Okay.
Can I say something about threes now? Or?
Yeah, but... Let's just finish on the advance for just a second.
Okay.
I want to just add, we set aside 15 rooms for the advance. This is people coming in person, obviously. So we set aside 15 rooms, and 9 have been taken so far, and we know of 3 more that will also be taken. So that's 12. So we only have 3 rooms left. So anybody that wants to get in on being there live and in person with us needs to get on the stick and get that happening. Reserve your room at the inn. If you have any questions, reserve your room at the inn. If you have any question about how to do that, just ask what?
Ask me.
Yeah, ask Joanna. Sounds like ask Heloise. Ask Joanna. You know, what needs to happen, and you can be a part of that with us. But got to get a move on because people jumped in and took the spaces pretty quickly.
Yeah,
So, and we've got a maximum of 30 people that we can have there, and we're real, what are we, 25 now? So we're really close to that. So that's that on the advance. And of course, those of you that can't make it in person, you can always be on the phone with us. So just RSVP for it whenever you're ready, and you can be there on the phone. So in that way, live with us at that time for the entire time period. All right, Joanna wants to say something about numbers.
Okay, so I wasn't here for the numerology, but I get it. So I want to say something about numbers. It's extremely important that people pay attention to numbers because numbers are the universal language, and they're indicators of where we are in consciousness. And there's so much that develop in numbers that it would benefit everyone to just kind of, you know, on the internet, go research a little bit of basic numerology, because numbers are so important, including your birth number and, you know, what that shakes down to, because that is an indicator of how your life path is going and what we need to do, et cetera. So I'm very, I'm just very excited about numbers. The other thing is, if we study the thing called base 3, which is a mathematical thing, which don't ask me, I don't understand all of it, but some of the whistleblowers like Corey Good and David Wilcock have talked about base 3 math, and we have a base 10 math, but base 3 resolves everything. There's nothing left over. So, for example, we all know that pi is 3.14 to infinity. Basically, it never resolves itself. But in a base 3 math, everything resolves itself equally numerically. And if you guys have been watching anything to do with Nazca mummies, they all have three fingers. So so essentially, we've been told that many extraterrestrial cultures use base 3 math because it resolves itself and it's basically perfection. So in a mathematical way, like in building something, et cetera, when you use base 3, everything is perfect. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to say that it's important that we all pay attention to numbers. That's my experience. Thanks.
Right, very good.
We've got a couple of more callers back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. I think this is Rhea. Rhea, is this you? Hello? Oh, Heather. No, this is Heather. 907, you're open.
Well, maybe they didn't close their line.
907.
Yeah, maybe they didn't close.
Oh, there you go.
I thought I pressed it. Sorry.
Did you want
to
come back in?
No, I'm.
You're done. Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
So I press 1 again? Is that right?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, there's one more.
Okay.
441. You're open, 441. Oh, Rhea, this is you.
This is me now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We'll get used to it. We'll get around this.
Your number comes up as 441. So
441. Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
So keep that in mind next time you call it.
441. Thank you. I've seen the number 33 everywhere. 33 when I'm driving. It's just 33 flashing up. 33, 33, 33. It's in everything. Everywhere I go, 33, 33, which is a master number. My birthday is the 11th, which is another master number, the 11th of March. But I see 33 because it's 11, 22, 33 being final on the last. And I feel like, okay, so I was born on the 11th of March. I've gone past, and I've done my, I would say I'm now 33. I've done 11. I've been through multiple initiations within masonry. I've gone into the 22nd, and now I'm into 33 because I see 33 everywhere. So I just thought I'd touch base on that.
Okay, thank you, Rhea. All right, and Joanna wanted to...
Go ahead,
Rita.
That's okay, go ahead. I was just going to tell her, if you add 3 and 3, which usually you don't break down master numbers, but in case you might be living under the vibes of 6, because master numbers are very difficult to live under, and sometimes they can't. People cannot. They're very high energy. But if you add 3 and 3, make 6, that is a loving number. It's always love is what the numerology represents with the number 6, and Venus rules 6. Even the planets rule the numbers. Like if you take Mars and Aries, which is astrology, which goes hand in hand, Mars is war, and you get those two together, they're very fiery with temper and this and that and the other. So all those things work hand in hand. It just goes on and on and on. And I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Rita. Yes, no, I totally understand. Yeah, Phil, it is hard living through master numbers, being born on a master number and working through those master numbers on your working with your inner sanctum sanctorum within your in your mastery work yourself, working on your own mastery work. But yes, I feel 33, compelled with 33. 3 and 3 equals 6, and planet of Venus is the planet of love, and 6 comes across in my way all the time as well. 33 is 6.
Okay,
it's funny that you said that, Rita, so thank you, darling. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on. Joanna wanted to say one thing, and then we're going to end up here. Did you have one thing you wanted to say?
Yeah. What I wanted to say was it took Anne to Hart years to build up a radio audience, and we're just starting again, and I just want to say how important everybody is to this movement, how important everybody is in the room, and I just want each person to acknowledge their importance, not in an egotistical way, but that each person is part of the collective, and it's very important that we continue focusing on this work and moving forward together, and never ever think that you're not. Can you stop doing that?
Sorry.
Thank you. that you're not.
Important
to the work, and that you not showing up or you not being on the phone, you're not missed, because you're sorely missed. People are missed in the room, they're missed on the phone, they're missed in the audience, because we are a collective, we are a fringe element in this world right now, like in terms of raising the vibration and creating the ascension. We're just a fringe element. And when people fall off and stop participating, we feel it.
Right.
So,
right?
I mean, we seriously feel it. There's a few people missing in the room today. And we walk in and we go, oh, because the energy is lowered, the feeling is lowered, the idea that maybe they didn't show up because we're not important to them, or they don't think they're important to us, et cetera. All that is just third-dimensional stuff. We have to realize that we must participate to make this happen for all of us. So that's what I wanted to say. And thank you so much. Whoever did participate, thank you very, very much for doing that.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. And that's basically the light warrior or light worker versus light warrior mentality. As soon as you realize that, as they've been saying, we are now the warriors and we're going to needing to share the light, then it becomes a whole different ball game, basically.
Yeah.
Rather than just sit back, now we need to do things to take action, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And that, sometimes that can be just, you know, being in a group and doing a collective guided meditation. So, it all helps. All right, we're going to end up here. We're going to do our closing prayer. And Mary Lou, you going to?
Yeah, she's going to
do it. Here?
Oh, yes.
Without tripping.
Without tripping, yes.
we reach out in gratitude and appreciation for one another, for being here, for being guided to this wonderful place of ascension. We are ascended. We will always be ascended. And I love this planet, and I know we all do, and we deserve to be here to enjoy it. And I am grateful.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
We forget to say thank you to the planet.
Yes, we do. All right. Thank you so much, Zoe and Rita and everybody else that participated. And we're gonna say sayonara for now. And we'll see you next Sunday. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you all.
Where the river flows, and I call it home. And there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody cries. There's only butterflies. Take me away.
Thanks everybody for participating. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.